You are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Woohoo! How are you on this beautiful Wednesday? Oh my goodness. Thought it was a snowstorm. Almost didn't make it in. But I'm here. Because guess what? It was supposed to snow earlier, apparently. And then I saw that it was just not snowing, and I was like, you know what? The universe did that. The universe did that just for me, just for you, so you could hear my lovely voice over this lovely mic on your beautiful Wednesday for your supernatural fix. Oh my goodness, I am so excited. We have a phenomenal show. Oh, I can hardly contain. I can't even control myself right now. Okay. Guess what spirits came into my dreams this week? I'm going to talk about all the paranormal encounters with all the dead musicians I had. You're not going to believe this. Frank Sinatra was in my dream literally the night after I got off my other radio show last week talking about Charlie Chaplin and Merle Haggard. Oh, God, that was such a good show. I was so uplifted. Anyway, we'll get back to that. We'll do a recap because the recap must need to happen. And guess who else? So I was over at Stereo Jacks, we're in Ball Square in Medford, where all of you actually need to go and say hi to Chris because he's amazing. So I was buying a Sam Cooke album, and then the Sam Cooke song Cupid came on. And I didn't, the store clerk didn't even see that I had that in my hand, and I told him, and he's like, oh, that's awesome. Cupid is the Sam Cooke song. I get home that night, literally, it's Sam Cooke's birthday. I had no idea it was his birthday, but that's how a lot of the dead entertainers would communicate to me. They would come in through their passing date or the day of their birth, and also dreams. So the signs are here. So if you are tuned in, turned in, tapped on right now to the Paranormal Playground Sounds, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. You are in for a treat because we've got some Frank Sinatra. We got Sam Cooke. Oh, we got guided meditations. And guess who we have in the studio? It was all an accident. Yes, I have a celebrity boyfriend. Just kidding. He's looking at me like, oh my God, please stop embarrassing me. So we have Charles Beauvaird, you know, from Forbes. He writes in the, your mic's not on, so don't even try it. I got to do that in a second. I'm so sorry. I'm just kidding. He writes in the crypto. He writes about crypto, and he'll clarify more of things that I'm messing up for him and why he's glaring at me. No, just kidding. He's not glaring. He's such a sweetheart. But yeah, this is how I understand it. He writes for cryptocurrency and for he's a senior contributor for Forbes, and he writes for them, and you know, he'll be able to say hi in a little bit. But for right now, we're going to get into I'm just wicked excited that if I just keep going, I might just like, you know, have like, you know, one of those weird kind of like spastastic moments, and then I'm going to get so high and can't come down. So let's ground with some music. Woo! Oh my God, I'm so excited. I'm not even on anything, by the way. I'm not even on anything. I do no drugs. I do no drugs. This is all spiritual crack. Woo! Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it. Oh my God. I can't. Okay, so one of the songs actually that came in my dreams from Frank Sinatra. I don't know if you guys have your favorite songs, but so let me just tell you my dream, all right? Let me just get into it. Let me tell you my dream. So some guy came up to me and he looked like James Earl Jones with a bow tie, and he said, "What is your favorite Frank Sinatra song?" And I said, "I can't choose between Forget the Money or The World We Knew Over and Over." So guess what I have for you? This first song is gonna just make you get you full of tons of energy, and just it's gonna make you feel like there's a party going on, a party inside of you, a party in your pants. And seriously, that's exactly what is happening. No, there's going to be a party in your mind. Here we go. Without further ado, let's kick it with some Frank Sinatra. Forget About Domani. Woo-wee!
Let's forget about tomorrow. Let's forget about tomorrow. Let's forget about tomorrow, for tomorrow never comes. Domani, forget Domani. Let's live for now, and anyhow, who needs Domani? The moonlight, let's share the moonlight. Perhaps together we will never be again. Ah, che luna, oh, che mare. With such a moon and such a sea and you and me, I get so dizzy when you're standing near. It's not the music that you hear. My heart is beating like a jungle drum. Let's take the minutes as they speed away and hope it's true what people say. When you're in love, tomorrow never comes. Let's forget about tomorrow. Let's forget about tomorrow. Let's forget about tomorrow, for tomorrow never comes. Let's forget about tomorrow. Let's forget about tomorrow. Let's forget about tomorrow, for tomorrow never comes. Domani, Maron Domani. With such a moon and such a sea and you and me, let's take the minutes as they speed away and hope it's true what people say. When you're in love, tomorrow never comes. Let's forget about tomorrow. Let's forget about tomorrow. Let's forget about tomorrow, for tomorrow never comes. Let's forget about tomorrow. Let's forget about tomorrow. Let's forget about tomorrow, for tomorrow never comes. Ooh, let's forget about tomorrow. Let's forget about tomorrow. Let's forget about tomorrow.
My lover's heart for me, for me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. Now, I don't mean to bother you, but I'm in distress. There's danger of me losing all of my happiness. For I love a girl who doesn't know I exist, and this you can fix. So, Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me. Heart for me. Now, Cupid, if your arrow make a love stone for me, I promise I will love her until eternity. I know between the two of us her heart we can steal. Help me if you will. So, Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me. Nobody but me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. Now, Cupid, don't you hear me calling you? I need you, Cupid. Help me. I need you, Cupid.
Going over the world we knew once when you walked beside me. That inconceivable, that unbelievable world we knew when we two were in love. And every bright neon sign turned into stars, and the sun and the moon seemed to be ours. Each road that we took turned into gold, but the dream was too much for you to hold. Now over and over I keep going over the world we knew. Days when you used to love me. Every bright neon sign turned into stars, and the sun and the moon seemed to be ours. Each road that we took, it turned into gold, but the dream was too much for you to hold. I keep going over the world we knew. Days when you used to love me. Over and over I keep going over the world we knew.
I hear something saying,
well, don't you know?
That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
Well, don't you know?
That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down, working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away, then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. Can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman.
whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, my work is so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my work is so hard, whoa, my work is so hard, oh.
Hello, hello. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the to the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Your host, the Boston medium, Mariah Merlinite here, right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, the greatest radio station alive, or the greatest radio station I've ever been to. Woo! Can you feel it? Can you feel all of that energy just bursting? Take a nice deep breath in. Oh, yeah. We're here. We're present. We're alive. Oh! So I hope you enjoyed that. That was Sam Cooke with Chain Gang. Such a classic. Oh, Frank Sinatra, The World We Knew. Sam Cooke, Cupid. Frank Sinatra, Forget About Damani. And before that, I put on Igor Stravinsky, a classical there for you. Sonata for piano. Yes, this is how we do it. I am your plug for vintage throwbacks, oldies, old school, independent. We do it. We do it. We groove with it. With the and so much love for the 1950s rockabilly doo-wop. Oh my God, ska, reggae, surf, soul, punk, oi. It just keeps going on. 80s, new wave, gospel, bluegrass, country, Jubilee, vocal group harmonies. If you ever catch Sunday service, anytime that I'm subbing on a Sunday service, please catch that. That is the gospel. Oh, hallelujah. Can I get it? Amen. That is the gospel. That is the gospel. You know why I play gospel on the Sunday? Not just because it's Sunday service, because that's exactly where rock and roll comes from. Rock and roll is completely a branch off of gospel. If gospel music did not exist, none of your rock and roll, none of your rock and or roll albums would not be here. So we gotta give praise, okay? We gotta give praise. We got to. Okay. Oh, so please catch me, please. Oh yeah, I forgot. I'm not substituting. I'm so used to saying, please catch me on my regular time slot Wednesday. We're here on Wednesday. So, yeah, we're going to continue with the Frank Sinatra. We're going to continue with the Sam Cooke throughout the day, but I have a pleasant guest right here. Hola.
Hello everyone. Can you hear me?
Say hello.
Hello.
No, I'm just kidding. Hi. Wait, what's your name? No, I'm just kidding. Hello, Chuck. How are you?
Good. My name is Chuck Bovaird, or actually legally it's Charles Bovaird, but people generally just call me Chuck. I'm a financial writer and editor, and I also write and edit all kinds of other stuff. For example, I work for different volunteer organizations that raise money for charity, and I do things like that. And I'm here to basically talk about how meditation can be helpful when it comes to, how should I put this, unplugging from the the everyday grind that everybody has to go through.
Beautiful. But what's so interesting about you, I think, is that you're in the financial world. And so, you know, I think that's very, I think, you know, juggling both of those, you know, the financial world. When I think of the financial world, sometimes I think of the Matrix. I mean, I know that's not what it is, but... all of it. I know not all of it, but, you know, I think that's interesting that you have this spiritual side to you. I mean, don't be shy. Can you clarify what you do? Because I think I messed it up when I tried to introduce you.
Okay, yeah, no problem. All right, so I write a lot these days, and I write for places like Forbes and Business Insider. I'm a freelancer for Business Insider, and I'm a senior contributor for Forbes. So I write about the markets, mostly cryptocurrencies, stocks, stuff like that. And I also write about macroeconomic developments. For example, if the Federal Reserve hikes their benchmark rate, then I'll write about that and its potential impact on the global asset markets.
Wonderful. I love it. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the intro. You're super smart, you know? you're so smart. And when you talk, it's just like some Shakespeare stuff, you know? And did we mention you're a sexy Freemason?
I am a Freemason, that's true.
Granddaddy was a Mason, and that's where I get my swagger. I painted nursery rhymes in the zodiac signs, and the checkerboard grounded me. Woo! Yeah, so I come from Freemason lineage as well. Grandfather, grandmother. Pow! So we put our combined Freemasonry together, and, you know, we get it on, and we create Freemason imaginary babies. Okay.
That's an interesting way of putting it. I mean, I suppose you could, we have created some things together, right? We created some music together.
Yes.
So is that what you mean by imaginary babies?
Yeah. yeah.
They're babies, just not in the traditional sense. They're more like musical creations.
Yes. And so much more. So you are super interesting, and that's why you're mine. Also, no, just kidding. But actually, was not even supposed to be here today. Like, he just came because, I get scared, and I'm like, I need a man to make me feel all safe inside. Would you come with me just in case it starts snowing? And, like, you can drive my car. You could drive my car. And, like, just in case I get scared, because I need a man. I need a man to protect me. So he came, and now he's on the mic, and I'm like, love it. Love it. So you're wonderful. There's just so much I want to say, but you're just such a, I don't want to do too much of expression because I don't want you to be like, what the heck are you doing? I don't want to embarrass you. I tend to do that to people. No, I'm just kidding. I don't do that. Everyone loves me.
Absolutely.
I can just be myself around him. So this is why. It's like even worse now. The filter is gone because now, you know, I my love is here. So, oh, anything else you'd want to say about meditation? Because we're going to get into that.
Oh, sure. I mean, I think that it's a great way to, I think it can provide a lot of benefits for a human being, both physical and psychological. It can really help calm a person down. It can help a person get centered. It can help with concentration. There's a lot of scientific evidence at this point about the benefits of meditation. And also, I mean, anybody can do it. You could be involved. I mean, no matter who you are, what you do, you can meditate.
Nice.
Yeah.
I actually went to, he actually facilitated meditations before when he was my client, you know, for many years. And then he started facilitating free meditations in Harvard. Or Harvard Square, that
Harvard
area.
Square, yep.
Sorry, and I was going to them, and it was awesome, and it was fun. So
those were fun.
Yeah, cool. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for chatting it up. If there's anything else you want to say throughout the show, please do it up. Get on that mic. You'd be like, woman, give me the mic. You know, just manhandle me. Just teach me a lesson. Okay, I need to stop. I'm just kidding. Oh my God. Okay, it's time to get back to the music because, it's going to get bad. Just kidding. I love you so much. Anyways, this is the Paranormal Playground Sounds on 91.5 FM WMFO. Medford. Medford. It's Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio, all right? Medford. Okay? And you're going to be listening to some Frank Sinatra, some Sam Cooke. We doing it here because be happy to be alive because today is the day. It is not an accident that you tuned in because we are getting into it. We are getting into it. So thank you, Infinite Spirit. What's it like having a medium as a girlfriend?
Never a dull moment.
Yeah, okay. Couldn't have said it better myself, I guess. Here we go with some Frank Sinatra, A Ghost of Chance. I think that's pretty appropriate for what we're doing right now. Ghost of Chance. Woo! Is that
close to you, I will always stay.
If you ever It isn't by chance I happen to be a boulevardier, the toast of Paris. For over the noise, the talk and the smoke, I'm good for a laugh, a drink or a joke. I walk in a room, a party or ball. Come sit over here, somebody will call. A drink for monsieur, a drink for us all. But how many times I stop and recall. Are the apple trees blossoms in the breeze that we walk among, lying in the hay? Games we used to play while the rounds were sung only yesterday. When the world was young, wherever I go, they mention my name, and that in itself is some sort of fame. Come by for a drink, we're having a game. Wherever I go, I'm glad that I came. The talk is quite gay, the company's fine. There's laughter and lights and glamour and wine and beautiful girls and some of them mine. But often my eyes see a different shine. Are the apple trees sunlit memories where the hammock swung on our backs, we'd lie looking at the sky till the stars were strung only last July, when the world was young.
Hello, hello. We are back here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. It's time for our PSA. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Pedestrian safety is a two... Oh, it's a... Let me do this again. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. Oh, yeah. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalk and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah, we're just cruising along. And so I hope you're... Do you want... I hope you're liking this, Phil. Of... Do you... I hope you're liking this, Phil, of the Paranormal Playground sounds and listening to Sam Cooke and Frank Sinatra's music. It's just extraordinary how this... portal has been opened up where dead entertainers talk to me in my sleep and in waking life. Being a medium, this is wild, being a medium through sound. And so now we have, you know, like I said, it was just amazing being able to channel Sam Cooke and Frank Sinatra, because those spirits, they've talked to me for a while, and they're finally just like, yeah, we want, please, it's time for us to have our time to shine. And we're going to go with their messages later, right when we do the guided meditation and the spirit communication, all of that good stuff that's coming up in the next hour at 3 p.m. So, love you so much. If nobody told you that they loved you today, I love you. I love you. I love you. So, putting love and just life into this room and just uplifting the vibrations is what it's about, and doing it with spirit. We got to believe in the unseen. You know, 80% of Americans believe in the paranormal.
Impressive.
Yes, it's very impressive.
It's a super majority.
Exactly. And we are the number one country of adults who believe in angels. I think that's beautiful. America. I think it's beautiful. America's beautiful. That's what I think. So, you know, we have about another hour and 15 minutes going on here. And, you know, we're just going to really party. So I'm so grateful. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Infinite Spirit, for being here. Thank you. Thank you, Chuck, for chiming in and, you know, doing this spontaneously, because, you know, and going with the flow and trusting. Thank you.
You got it. Happy to be here.
Love you.
Love you too.
Love you too. No, say it louder. Like you mean it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. So, okay, let's get some more. What do I want? I want some more Sam Cooke. Twisting the Night Away. I think that's good. Twisting the Night Away. So don't forget to join us at 3 p.m. for the guided meditation. I can't wait.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting, they're twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes, how he got here I don't know, but man, you ought to see him go, twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks, she's moving up and back. Oh man,
and there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist a while. Dancing with the older queen, who's dolled up in her diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go, twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. One more time.
Start spreading the news, I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New city that never sleeps, and find I'm a number one, top of the list, king of the hill, a number one. These little town blues. It's up to you, New York, New York, New York.
start spreading the news. Welcome back to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts, freeform radio on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. It's Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Woohoo! Yes, we're listening to Frank Sinatra and Sam Cooke on this hour, and we're getting ready for our guided meditation at 3 p.m. I cannot wait. I'm excited. Oh, yes, yeah, so excited. Oh, it's like a release. It's like a release. Don't lie. You know you like being on the radio. Don't even lie. You know you like it.
You better believe it.
Yes. So what's going on, Forbesy? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah. Just happy to be here. Looking forward to that guided meditation. It's good. Definitely good for people to have their daily dose of meditation.
Thank you. I love how he's over... I called him Forbesy because I love how he's actually writing a Forbes article. Kind of.
I was doing a little bit of research.
Yes. So anyways... But this has been a fruitful hour for me. Just really getting it in, just feeling good, feeling life, being present, just getting that infinite power, infinite spirit. And when we do the meditation, it's blast off time because we're going to open up and we're going to open up to the messages of Sam Cooke and Frank Sinatra. I actually made art. It's so expansive. Going into their spirit and the spirit communication that's happened over the years with Sam Cooke and Frank Sinatra through art and through music. And I can't wait to go in and open up with them and see exactly what messages they have to say for us this week, because I'm telling you, this is so healing. Last week it was Merle Haggard and Charlie Chaplin. And that I was not expecting the show to go the way that it did. After that, I just felt so completely healed, so loved. I'm serious. Every time I do this and every time I open up, every time you guys can connect with it as well, it makes such a difference. We're literally opening up dimensions. We're literally opening up different places in our consciousness when we do things like this but most of all, when we believe. So why not believe? You know, the concept to me, what's crazy, is to continuously live in a reality that is on a constant, ongoing, being conforming to another world, another paradigm that's someone else made. And so we're constantly being told we need to adjust to this world that's already been here. But it's like, no, why not adjust to our world that we're creating? And this is exactly what this is all about. You know, I was so grateful when I had two guests on here, Michelle and Armin, and they, you know, Michelle texts me and she's like, that was one of the best afternoons of my life, was being on your radio show. And that really touched me because like, this is what it's about. This is exactly what it's about. So thank you. Thank you for tuning in and listening, being tuned in, turned on, tapped in, just being connected. I'm really getting excited for this guided meditation that's coming up in about 5 minutes. But, oh, God, this is miraculous. Just being here is miraculous. Being alive is miraculous. Being in the studio is miraculous. Everything about today, it's just, I just need to give so much grateful thanks. Like, I can't believe this is my life. Like, this is the existence that I'm having right now. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful, wonderful experience full of possibility, magic, excitement and love and joy and harmony and bliss. And, you know, you just take all those things that you love and you magnify them and they become even more. You multiply it. It's the great gratitude is the great multiplier. So no matter what's going on in your life, in your day, when you can have gratitude in your heart, you notice you'll get more of the same thing. And, you know, there's not a day that I wake up and I'm just like, oh my God, thank you. I mean, yes, we're human and we have our moments where we can get unsatisfied, unfulfilled, and down and low and forget that gratitude. But it's okay because those moments teach us. Those are our teachers. The duality, you know, the yin and the yang, it's all of our teachers right there. And it's teaching us everything we need to know. So, you know, it's like you take the good, you take the bad, you take it then and then you have the facts of life. Oh, if you didn't know any 80s sitcoms, the facts of life, that song just came in my head on my mental radio. So I'm really excited for this. So let's just get into, I'm going to play another Frank song, and then we're going to get into our meditation for our break. So this is the Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. If you are just tuning in, loving you, it doesn't end. Always loving you. Always loving you.
This lovely day will lengthen into evening. We'll sigh goodbye to all we've ever had. Alone, where we have walked together, I'll remember April and be glad. I'll be content you loved me once in April. Your lips were warm and love and spring were new. But I'm not afraid of autumn and her sorrow, for I remember April and you. The fire will dwindle into glowing ashes, for flames and love live such a little while. I won't forget, but I won't be lonely.